How much do you know about your health? I know there's a bit of a curveball going in there, but we need to be aware. We need to look after ourselves. We need to know how we feel, anything changing. We're always asked to check for lumps and bumps and so on and so forth and report. But how much do we know about our family health history? Now, that is so important. And this is where Rachel Ing comes in. She joined me in the studio to chat about something that... it literally was life-changing for her. She had mammoth surgery. Now, she's wanting to do something incredible after getting her life back in order. Have a listen to this.
In the beginning of March, I went for surgery. I've had open-heart surgery. I had an aortic aneurysm, so that's been replaced with some like synthetic tubing now, so it's not going to grow anymore. And then I've had my valve fixed because my valve was leaking. So, yeah, it's been... it's been a big surgery, yeah.
What a journey. Did you know that you had an issue with your heart?
I've known since I was about 14 when my mum passed away, so we all went for testing. We didn't really know the extent of the family history at that point, though. So as far as I was concerned, it was just a leaking valve. We didn't know that the aorta was, like, stretching and potentially is life-threatening. So it was really... late 20s, early 30s, when it was found to be something a little bit more than just a leaking valve. So I go for MRI scans, get CT scans and things like that every year.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot of information, yeah, and it's...
it must have befuddled your mind. And to think you lost your mum at such a young age.
Yeah, yeah. So she was 39, and then we all thought that we were fine, we'd be safe because they'd found this thing that is genetic and that we would be tested for it and things like that. But then 5 years ago, my younger sister died. She was 24, of the same condition. So all of a sudden, everybody's like, well, I thought we were safe, we were on medication, we were having our scans, and then... this happens to the youngest sibling.
Must have frightened the hell out of you.
It did. Like, people always say, like, how do you live every day? But you just have to. Like,
but how? What is it that makes you plough on? Because
I mean, without sounding like cliche, I feel grateful, like, every day for the opportunities that I get to live every day. But, like, don't get me wrong, every day there is a time where I think, oh, I'm a ticking time bomb. Like, this could, like, happen to me any moment because there's no warning at all.
What does it do to the heart, the aneurysm? Because I don't quite understand. Is it block you up? What is it that does?
It balloons and it stretches. So as any skin, if it stretches, it gets thin.
Right.
And then it'll rip. If it rips, you've not got any time to get to hospital. I mean, if you were in hospital and it happened, you'd be very lucky to still survive, even being in hospital. So, yeah, it's a serious condition that nobody really knows about yet either. Like, when my sister passed away, the hospitals got a lot more education because she went to hospital and it got missed. She got sent home. And they said, it's not a problem because you're not in extreme pain, so you're fine. And she passed away 3 days later at home. She had two little girls. She passed away, just said she was dizzy. There was no extreme pain, and then that was it. So it's the type of condition where there's not a lot of symptoms leading up to it until it's too late.
And to have it run in the family as well must be quite concerning as well.
Yeah, so it starts, as much as I know, it might have been before my nana, so like my mum's mum. She was 58 when it happened to her, but nothing was really like understood then about that. I just sort of grew up thinking it was just a heart attack or something like that. And then when it happened to my mum, it was sort of explained a little bit more, but still not so much. But it seems to be more focused since my sister died, and now the hospitals have to have... The training now is much more intense, and there's posters on the wall, like, could it be aortic dissection and things like that. But even so, there's still not enough people talking about it because... there's many different ways that people can get this condition. So it could be, normally it's men over 65, which is odd because our family is all the young women.
Right.
So it doesn't just favour one gender.
It's the fickle finger, isn't it? It's like, could be anyone.
Yeah.
With it being a genetic thing, with your family?
Yeah.
Did it worry you about children?
Yeah, so I've got four children. So I've got an older daughter, she's 20, and I've got three younger sons. As far as we know, it's only affecting the females in the family. So my daughter, she goes for the checks like I did. Nothing's really showing on the side of like the aorta yet. But then I've got like nieces, I've got a nephew, and like I want all them to be safe. I say to the hospital, just use me as your guinea pig, find out what's wrong and just make sure that they're all okay, because at some point they have to figure out what's wrong with us.
You're so passionate about this, aren't you? What message would you like to get out?
I think the biggest thing that I would like for people to hear is, if you've had like a parent, grandparent, aunt, uncle, anybody in your family who has died of aortic aneurysm dissection, go and get checked straight away, because it's not always genetic, but a lot of the time it is. And for family members who don't go, urge them to go, because it is so important just to know that you have got this condition and you do need to put some like lifestyle changes in place to make sure that you're like the healthiest you can be. I'm a lot more relaxed now since I've had my surgery. It's still only early days, so I go for my sign off with my surgeon on the 26th of this month, so hopefully I can just go and live my life and run the marathon that I want to do.
That's the thing, you know, this is just phenomenal from where you were just a few weeks ago to thinking about running a marathon.
I know. And before, I couldn't even pick my kids up and things like that. Like, I was on restrictions. I love the gym, but I haven't been able to go to the gym or swim in for years because I've been restricted. I say it's like somebody's flipped a switch and all of a sudden I'm just fit and I'm fixed. It's amazing.
Is it to do the marathon, you know, 26.2 mile, it's a hell of a distance. And, you know, people that you know that have done it, I've only ever done one and I'd never do another one. I'd eat another one. but to do it, is this a twofold thing, to raise that awareness and raise funds, but also for you as well?
Yeah, I feel like it's sort of like a comeback.
I'll show them.
Yeah, like I've done this, and I'm not only doing it for myself, I'm doing it for my sister, my mum, my nana, and whoever else in the family who's passed away of this condition that we didn't know had the condition. So yeah, and to show my kids that actually, if you have something serious like this, you don't have to just sit and give up. Like, I'm going to go out and show them that.
It doesn't define you as a person.
Oh, no, definitely not.
You live with it.
Yeah.
You'll be you.
Yeah.
When which marathon are you aiming to do?
I don't know. It's very early days of thinking about it. But when they rang and said that I was getting the surgery, I was like, as soon as it's done, I'm doing a marathon.
Who did you hatch the idea to first? Was it the other half?
Yeah, my husband, Sean.
What did he say?
He said, well, I'll do it with you. Whether he does. But I've asked my daughter if she's doing it. She was like, absolutely not. And my boys are too young for it, but I'm sure they would. But I'm feeling good now, and I know my own body, and I know I'm getting better.
Well, I think you're amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
Are you going to do a thing where we can follow your story when you get training for the marathon and so forth?
Yeah.
When you come back in?
Yeah, absolutely.
When you get sorted?
I will, yeah.
Well, it's been a pleasure to meet you, and I wish you all the very best. Heal well.
I will,
and stop doing the big shop.
I know.
Make your big other half do it. You'll come back with all stuff that you don't need, won't you? That's the problem.
Yeah, loads of snacks, which is fine by me.
Absolutely brilliant. Well, thanks for your time today, and thanks for your story.
Thanks for having me.
What an absolute legend, Rachel Ng. And we will follow Rachel as she gets fitter and gets better and gets stronger and gets that training. And then when she's training for that marathon and doing that marathon, because she's just an amazing human being from an amazing family. And I can't thank her enough for coming in and telling us a story.